This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podil highlights Nepal's growth potential in hydropower, tourism and agriculture to Japanese business community. Election Commission disqualified 76 candidates from proportional representation closed list. World Bank approves $95 million to boost finance for small and medium enterprises in Nepal. And U.S. cuts tariffs on Indian goods to 18% on the new trade deal. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil has urged Japanese business persons and industrialists to invest in Nepal, citing its strong potential in hydropower, tourism, agriculture, information technology, services and mining. Addressing the Japanese business community in Tokyo, President Podil stated that Nepal has introduced legal and institutional reforms to ensure a favorable and secure environment for foreign investment, including the ease of repatriating profits. Currently on an official visit to Japan marking the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations, President Podil said the milestone offers an opportunity to deepen cooperation in trade, investment, tourism and technology. Similarly, during a courtesy call, Japan's State Minister for Foreign Affairs, Hori Iwao, reaffirmed Japan's support and expressed hope for the successful conduct of Nepal's upcoming House of Representatives election. Likewise, as part of his visit, President Podil also urged the Nepali embassy in Tokyo to strengthen economic diplomacy, protect the rights of Nepali workers and students, and promote people-to-people ties. Meanwhile, President Podil is scheduled to pay a state call on Japanese Emperor Naruhito at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo and hold talks with Japanese Prime Minister Takaichi Sanai today. President Podil is on a four-day official visit to Japan and is scheduled to return home tomorrow. The Election Commission has removed 76 candidates from the proportional representation list submitted by political parties for the House of Representatives election. The decision follows verification of candidate details based on complaints, eligibility rules, and information provided by political parties. Among those removed, 21 candidates were blacklisted by the Credit Information Bureau, while 25 were listed simultaneously for provincial assembly seats. Others were disqualified for reasons including failure to pay fines, not meeting the minimum age requirement, incorrect designation, or being removed at the party's request. Likewise, the Election Commission has held discussions with the state-run media and related institutions, urging them to prioritize election-related coverage, including voter education, factual reporting, and monitoring of mass media content as the election approaches. The World Bank has approved $95 million to expand access to finance for over 100,000 small and medium enterprises in Nepal and support job-led growth. The project will strengthen Nepal's Deposit and Credit Guarantee Fund, introduce new guarantee products for underserved groups, including women-led businesses, and improve financial inclusion. It will also invest in technology and capacity at the Credit Information Bureau to expand data coverage and help 1,000 small and medium enterprises get better access to credit. Officials say the project will ease financing barriers, support integration of small and medium enterprises into regional and global markets, and promote private growth. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the public to remain alert about the Nipah virus outbreak in neighboring India, while stating that the risk of infection in Nepal remains low. In a statement issued, the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division said health facilities and concerned agencies across the country have been put on alert as part of preparedness measures. Although the World Health Organization has assessed the public health risk of Nipah virus as low at both global and Southeast Asian regional levels, the ministry has called on the public to adopt precautionary measures. Health officials say the virus can spread to humans through contact with infected bats, contaminated fruits, pigs, or close contact with infected individuals. The Health Insurance Board has revised its health insurance policy, setting a ceiling of up to 25,000 rupees for outpatient or OPD services per business per beneficiary. Board officials say the revised provision came into effect yesterday following months of review. The board has been facing difficulties clearing overdue payments to hospitals, with some major health institutions warning of service suspension. Meanwhile, Health and Population Minister Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam has emphasized the need for reform of health insurance program with the new policy forming part of her border reform agenda. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a trade deal with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, under which U.S. tariffs on Indian goods will be reduced to 18% from 50%. According to the BBC, in a post on Truth Social, Trump said India agreed to lower its trade barriers to zero and stop purchasing Russian oil. The announcement comes less than a week after India and the European Union concluded a major trade agreement following years of negotiations. Indian Prime Minister Modi said on social media that he was pleased an agreement had been reached with the United States. Trump said he discussed trade and the Russian-Ukraine war during a phone call with Modi. He claimed that India agreed to stop buying Russian oil and instead increase purchases from the United States and probably Venezuela. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have agreed to testify before the House Oversight Committee as part of a congressional investigation into late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. According to the BBC, the decision comes days before a planned vote on whether to hold the couple in criminal contempt for declining to appear earlier. Bill Clinton has acknowledged knowing Epstein, but has denied any knowledge of his criminal activities, saying he cut ties more than 20 years ago. Epstein died in prison in 2019. Timing of the deposition has not been announced. If it goes ahead, Bill Clinton will become the first former U.S. president to testify before a congressional panel since 1983. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Karnali, Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over the remaining mountainous regions. There is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Powell highlights Nepal's growth potential in hydropower, tourism and agriculture to Japanese business community. Election Commission disqualified 76 candidates from proportional representation closed list. World Bank approves $95 million to boost finance for small and medium enterprises in Nepal. And U.S. cuts tariffs on Indian goods to 18% on the new trade deal. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.